you have introduced VAT through the back door by imposing tax on NHIS, which affect our health. And then you say luxury car. How many people's luxury cars, or how many people own luxury cars in Ghana? And you impose VAT through the back door, and you said because it is VAT have not been mentioned, so you have not imposed tax. Whom are you deceiving?
To me, it wasn't to the best of expectation. They can do better.
Generally, the one with the increase in, is it VAT 10%, was it import of luxury vehicles? Yeah,
I think it's in order.
What I heard so far when I was at work was the VAT, when he said there's no between increment in VAT, but the cars, the luxury cars, for that one, I agree with him, and because he's more like robbing Peter to people, robbing the rich to help.
Okay, if it's for that one, there is good. For adding some to the, those luxury cars and the VAT.
Let's also hear some reactions from Tamale after the reading of the budget.
I've heard they have not increased VAT as we all speculated. And if that's the case, I'm cool with it because nobody wants to pay tax. So if there's no increment in tax or introduction of new taxes, we're all good.
Actually, I've not watched what went on, but I heard people talk about it, that they have not actually increased taxes. I believe it was we who made them not to increase it, because they heard what we said. We're all against it, and I'm sure that is why they have not done it. So kudos.
Actually, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it personally, but I got some highlights on the internet. I was more interested in finding out what the minister said about health insurance levy, whether it's going to be increased or reduced. But from the highlights I got so far, it appears that one has not been increased. And also the VAT, which was what generated a lot of discussions in the airwaves. I actually got the understanding that that one has not been increased, but other taxes probably have been increased.
Let's now go to our correspondent, Nicholas Osewusu in Kumasi. Hello, Nicholas.
Hello, Lily.
Now, let's have some of the reactions to the budget after yesterday's reading.
It's a kind of a mixed reaction and feeling amongst the residents of Kumasi, depending on what they are doing for a living. For instance, a reaction to the new levy on the importation of what the minister considers to be luxurious vehicles. How do I even call them? Those managing garages, we call car dealers. They are of the opinion that this is going to impose some kind of difficulty in their business, in the sense that it's now going to increase the cost of the prices of such vehicles, those vehicles with the engine capacity of 3 liters, 3.0 and above. And so already they have a problem with people patronizing such vehicles from their end. And so if the prices are going to go up from the port, right from the port, it means that the rate of purchase from their end is also going to be a problem for them. Nonetheless, they also think, consider the decision by the government to be somewhat appropriate, in the sense that it is the rich who are also going to give back to some extent some of their profits or their money to the government, so that the ordinary person who are not earning much in the economy are not going to be overburdened with tax. On the other hand, those in the trading enterprises are also having some quite misgivings or some quite of apprehension about the rate of the VAT, as there's been, it is not as very clear as to whether there's an increase in the levy or the taxes they are going to give back to government after sales, and the profit margins they are going to get from whatever they are going to do. So it's a kind of an apprehension among them. They want the government to be very clear as to how they are also going to reap their profit from whatever sales and whatever business they are going to transact on behalf of government by way of the VAT. Because they think it is not so clear to them what government wants them to do and how they are going to recoup their investment. So basically, these are the two issues that are of prime concern to the people I interacted with this morning.
Okay, Nicholas. Thank you very much. That was our correspondent, Nicholas Osewusu, there in Kumasi. We have some reactions to yesterday's media review budget by the Minister of Finance.